Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz, Parak Kuf Lamed Beis, Chapter 132, Concerned for Hashem's Honor. David HaMelech was told by Hashem through Nathan HaNavi that he would not be allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash, a task he deeply wanted to perform. Yet despite knowing this, David devoted as much effort as he possibly could to prepare for the building of the Beis HaMikdash by his son Shlomo. Pasuk Aleph, Shir HaMa'alos, Zachar Hashem LeDavid, a song of ascent, remember what David did, remember his dedication. Pasuk Beis, Asher Nishba LaHashem, how he swore to Hashem. What did he swear? Pasuk Gimel, Im Avo Ba'ohel Beisi, Im E'elah Al Eres Yitzu'ai, I will not come under the roof of my house. I will not get in the bed prepared for me. Pasuk Dalet, Im Eitein Shenas Le'inai La'afa Pait Numa, I will not allow my eyes to sleep or my eyelids to slumber. Pasuk He, Ad, until, Emtza Makom LaHashem, until I find a site for Hashem's house, until David would find a site for the Beis HaMikdash. To understand the context of these psukim, let's take a look at Shmuel Beis. We're going to go to Perek Zayin, Pasuk Beis. Vayomer HaMelech al Nasan HaNavi, Re'ena, Anochi Yoshev Beveis Arazim. David, the king, says to Nasan HaNavi, here I am, living in a house of cedar. Va'aron HaElokim Yoshev B'soch HaYiriyah. While at the same time that I'm living in this house of cedar, the Aron of Hashem is sitting in a tent. David was deeply disturbed by the inequality of his luxurious lifestyle, living in a palace while Hashem, the King of all kings, the true King, had his Aron in a tent. Therefore, despite knowing that he would be unable to build the Beis HaMikdash, David made a commitment that he would not enjoy the luxuries accessible to him until he did everything he possibly could to prepare for the Beis HaMikdash, which included finding the site where the Beis HaMikdash would be built and gathering the building materials for the Beis HaMikdash. There is a powerful lesson in David's actions. It's natural for us to be concerned about our own honor. How do we look? How do we present ourselves? How does our family and our home and our lifestyle project to the world? People will go to great lengths to protect their kavod. But how often are we concerned about Hashem's kavod? Are we pained when we see a dilapidated yeshiva or beis medrash? Does it bother us when we see a shul that looks disheveled? David was concerned about Hashem's kavod, Hashem's honor, to the point where he would not let himself enjoy his own home, his own bed, or even a good night's sleep until he had done whatever was in his capacity to make sure Hashem's home on earth, the Beis HaMikdash, was poised and ready to be built and be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'ila Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Abbas Fagel Chana, and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.